The halacha in Shabbos, lechem mishneh, it's a chiyuv liftzoya lechem mishneh. There's a lot of halachas that was said in the halachas for lechem mishneh. For sure you have to have lechiure two chalets. We'll see what it'll be if you don't have two chalets. Maybe two slices are also good. We'll see about. You have to know if you have to cut both of the chalas. It's enough to cut one of them. We have to cover the chalas. We have to know if you have to cover the chalas only in Kiddush, also in Amoitzi, also in Shalashudas. You have to taste from the Lechem Mishneh. You're allowed to make Amoitzi yourself. Some people have such a minig. What would be if one of the chalas are frozen? There's a lot of halachas in Lechem Mishneh, and much more halachas. I think if we'll be mevarer a shtikel the londes, so unser derech, we'll go first duch the inyan, the londes a shtikel, and we'll try duch them to see upon ef kiminis la halacha lemaise. The mocker is for Lechem Mishneh, it's a gemore in broches. Omar Rababe, ובשבס חייב אדם לפצויה על שתי כיכורס. בשבס, דימור אין שבס דף למטס עמוד בייס, ובשבס חייב אדם לפצויה על שתי כיכורס. מי טיים לחם משנה כסיב. צוז ולא כתו אום לחם משנה, שתית לחם משנה. ואת לאס ויק, the Sharatzion Taken Reisha in Aleph brings down a task, is a Chiv Dei Reise. Chiv Dei Reise. In the morning you come, if it's no Lechem Mishneh, for Chiv Dei Reise, you go somewhere else. You don't wash. You go somewhere else if you came late and you missed Lechem Mishneh. It's a Chiv Dei Reise. Sharatzion himself brings down the Orch HaShulchan also, that Primigonim has a Dirk in the Magen Avraham, that is not a Dei Reise. It's a Asmachte Be'alme. If you look good in the Magen Avraham and Reish Nun Dalet, it's mashma, maybe it's only a minig as a. Maybe more from a minig. Nisht as a choyva. Or mekol mekoyim, it's okay, or a day reise, or a nishkin in gans in day reise. Achiyuv lechem mishne mehot. So izah as mehot achiyuv lechem mishne, medav mevar zayin abis. So lo mezen digmor enochabu. Omar Rababe, ubeshabes chayev odom lifzoya al shtei kikoris. My time lechem mishneh ksiv. Omar Ravashi, chazine le Rav Kahane, de noka trei, he had two lechem mishnes, ubo tzachot. But when it came to cutting, he only cut one. Then he had like two lechem mishnes in his hands. And when he came to cutting it, he cut only one. Rav Zeira zog di gemore, have bo tza akule shirusa. Rab Zeira v'botza akule shirusa. Zogt Rashi Pshat. Rab Zeira v'botza akule shirusa. Pruso gdoilo. Shiedailo ilichol ha-sauda b'shabes. First the Gemara said you have to have two. Zogt the Gemara, Omar Ravashi chazine l'Rav Kahane. He took two and he cut one. My time a lick took six. Rab Zeira v'botza akule shirusa. He cut a big slice. Omar Ravina Ravashi Vokomitchazike Rav Tenuse. To cut yourself such a large big piece. Taha cooked is a Rav Tenuse. Omar Le came on the Kolyoime Leiko Ovidoche. Vahidne Kovid Leimis Chazineke Rav Tenuse. Normally he cuts himself a small piece and now he cut a big piece. It doesn't look like Rav Tenuse. So the first sheet that's Rashi, the way Rashi learns the Gemara is you have to have two Lechem Mishneh. You take two in your hand and you cut one of them. There's another halacha, Rav Zeira called a big slice. The Rambam in Perek Lamed, Milchis Shabbos, halacha Tes, and Perek Zayim, Milchis Brochis, halacha Dalet, B'Shabosos, V'Yoimim Toivim, Chayav Livtzo al Shtei Kikores, Noitel Shtem, B'Yodoy, U'Bitzei Achas. And this is the Shulchan Aruch, Morona Abis Yosef, and Arachayim, Reisha in Dalet, Sif Aleph, Boitzei al Shtei Kikores. Shleim is Pashtus. Sh'oiches shteyen b'yodoy, like you have to know in a moitzi, you have to put both of your hands on it. וביצי התחתוינו, זה זאת משנה ברורה, אורך שתיים ביודוי בשעס המויצי. You hold on to two בשעס המויצי, and then you cut one. דרש בו, אותה אמפר פשט אין דגמורה. דגוין זאת לדעת עצמו מדויק תלוין דגמורה לך דרש בו. אומר רבה ואומר, בשבס חי לבצוע על שתי כיכורס מייתי מלכם משנה. אומר רבה שי, חזיני לרב כהנה, דנוקי טרי ובוץ אחת. He took two, over cutting he cut only one. רב זיירה, הווה בוץ הכולה שירוסה. רב זיירה cut all of the breads that he had. It's not people in Russia have six breads. Six challahs and Shabbos. Eight. Hey, mekubalim haben 12. Aber even unmekubalim, you have a bit guess. You have to have six, eight challahs and Shabbos. Rab Zeir cut all of the challahs. He cut all of the challahs. Azay lam the Rashbo. Loshon Rashbo is, Rab Zeir botza kula kikoros amunoches lefonov le'echol. והיינו זאת ברשב, דרב זיירה עושה להפלוגה, דלא ידעי לפצוע בייס כיכורס כרבבה, אלא צורך לפצוע על כל הכיכורס המובועס לפולוב לאחר. נעשה זאת דריטבו, חייב עוד לפצוע על שתי כיכורס בשבס, מתי לכם משנקסים? רב זיירה בו צעקו לשיר עושה רשי פירש פרוסה גדוי לו, והנוכן שהוא יבצע על כל הכיכורס כולם שעובדה את הלאחר. אבל מקום כי משמע אין דריטבו, that if he's not planning to eat all of the bread, he don't have to cut all of them. Now, even that the Rambam פסקנס להלוכה לקרשי, נשוחד אורך, the Goen, and סימן רשע אין דלת, ואיקור, זאת the Goen, כמו שקוסבו, מהרשל והשלו, לחתך שניהם. שמורי בגזנדר, אבל הגוין כוסב וכן הסכים מהגרו אבל הרעשל והשלו נוהג הולכתם שתיהם כפירוש הרשבו וכן הסכים מהגרו ומקביד על האויצוי אויסי ג' חלס גדויס ג' קטנס ובכל סעודו ביצח גדויה קטנו והאוי לא מנהגים כשולחנו והאוי לא מנהגים כשולחנו אז זה דוקטר אבל דגוין הוא סנם נהג לי שולחנו The Chashulchan also brings down the minig like the Goen. Maiserav steht as Evi the Goen. Loshna Maiserav is Ubotza al shtei lechomim shleimis. Da yochoyser shteiem biyachad kedas harashbo. Nimtza lekol ha-shabes kulo yishisho chalis. Umechuvan al pi ha-zoyar. Upamachas ayum melochim lefonov kama chalis vebotza kulo. Mashma miyad tukot tu. Miyad tukot tu lefi the Goen. Now, so the first chikira comes up, for sure. A person is a Lel Shabbos, he doesn't have a lot of guests. So now, mensch, I'm all hopish, can I start guests? And he only needs one challah. Is the Indian to cut two? Or not? Freyti Rashayle, Moti. Is the Indian to cut two or not? I want, before I start, I'm all under a tiny tamir. My friend said to me, I don't know, and I will go to the grow, but what's with Baal Tashchis? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. My tata gizok me, when I learned in Israel, by Rav Ruderman, Zatzal, Rav Ruderman told him, that, so we went back to the Milchome, when we came to America, Rav Ruderman gizok to say, instead, Avraham Avinu had guests, he shecht in three cows, to give them three tongues, bechadl, sholosh l'shoynes bechadl. It was fridges, and they had a fridge. That's mekarer. They had a fridge in the time of the Avraham Avinu or Nisht. Pashtas Nisht. Avraham had what to do with the meat. Marsha, if he had what to do with the meat, so what is the gdule? He sold it. Tell us, his vice lesson went to a waste. I would ask Nishkin Baltashchis. If I need to mechavit my guest with three chalas, with three tongues, you shecht him, that's Nishkin Baltashchis. As with the Machin, I call it Shabbos. Don't taste Baltashchis. Chas v'sholem. I have a diuk. The Goen zogt, zogt Mishneh Brura, v'im makpid al ha'itzoy, a poor person, I don't understand how the Mishneh Brura could bring it down b'chlal. Ich weiß, kol ha'itzoy Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives back. So, chob shen tirutim, aber das ist ein besonder Schmuss. Chav terutzim of them. Aber sagen sie, wie mag mit der Loizoe, es ist nur als der Shabbos Chachol, weil die Tarech Labrias. Sagen sie, wie mag mit der Loizoe, ja, es ist Chala Achas Gdoilo und Chala Achas Ktano. Aber sie müssen Brüder nicht gesagt, dass David Dirmoti. Wie ihm mag mit der Baltaschis, ja, es ist Echot Gdoil, ja, es ist Stei Ktanim. Weißt du, das ist nicht kein Problem. Weißt du, das ist Toes. Das hätte ich in Scheiche zu Baltaschis. Hat ich in Scheiche zu Baltaschis. Was immer da gesagt, a lot of time guests come, you prepare a ganze Sache, they only taste a little bit. Das ist Achnos HaSolchim, hat nicht kein Scheiche zu Baltaschis. Aber das ist ein besonderer Schmuss für die Schiere von Achnos HaSolchim. Das ist nicht eine Gehr zu Itzto, danke für Gott, das sei ja denn. Aber das ist ein Scheiche, hat nicht kein Scheiche, danke. So now we know, das ist nicht kein Chesh. Das ist nicht kein Chesh. What einer getan hat mir, aber fort, weil der Iker Aloch ist nicht das Ewe, die Goyen. So if you mach mir zu den Goyen, das heißt Baltaschis. Nein, ich weiß nicht kein Baltaschis. Ich weiß nicht, kein Baltaschis. Du bist ja ein das heißt Baltaschis. Chas Mishol. So now we know that das ist der Aloche. So now you want to know, so what a Bible Lemaise, you have to cut two, or maybe only if you want to eat them. Es mit Duyek, tachzach milam, good the Indian, that you have to cut two. The Goyen sagt das eh. Der Meister Rav, Tomi, der Yechoysach Shtei Lechomim, nimm zu kol Shabbos, yesh lo shesh. Velefa'omim, he would cut all of the chalas. Not only two, if he had more breads that he wanted to eat, he cut all of them. Mashmah, the two that you have to cut even if you don't want to eat them. That's why, because be'etzem the chetz of lecha mishneh, if you take two and you cut one, it's the eitzish ken lecha mishneh, because it was on the table. The chetz of lecha mishneh is, I take them, I cut them. Und mach von dem das Sude. Standing here for Zohar B'Shomer. Ich schneide das. The other ones is a Hiddur. If I want to eat them. So, mi ken me palpel in dem Asach. Mi ken me palpel in dem Asach. Die Yukim in der Rishonim. Das ist der Schmuz. It's one of the longest here talk that two you have to. And Rabbi Zera says another halacha that if you want to eat all of them, you have to cut all of them. But in the two, it's not good the Indian. Gemara don't have an andere mol.
So what's the Indian to cut the bottom?
But this is a besonder shmuz, a besonder shmuz, a besonder shmuz.
What's the cover of cutting them?
Now further, Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch says to cut only one. This is the reason Shulchan Aruch says to cut the bottom one. If you cut both, l'chu you don't have enough kamina. The Maisa, what I do is, I do the bottom one, because the Shechonor says to cut the bottom one. The Maisa, the Goyen says to cut both. So I have the bottom one sticking out, I'm going to lechem in Oretz, and I cut. Before I finish the bracha, the bottom one goes on the top, and then it gets cut. But the Maisa, you don't have to do it. You could cut the bottom one and the top one. But you're right, the Shechonor that write down to cut the bottom one, is being said only for a person that's cutting one, because the Shechonor l'shitosai, gehaltna zevi rashi.
What's the cover
of
cutting them?
The cover of
eating them?
Oh, and I mean, this is the next shlav. So let me get into the zweite shlav. So as I is more, let me get to the zweite shlav. Now that you know that you have to cut both, we have two chkiras. You have to eat from both. Not only that, everyone from the mesubim has to get from both. Ochosh, the mevorich has to get from both. Or maybe bichlal nishkin afkemine. It's a lot of guests. First challah goes to this side, other challah goes to the other side. And not everyone has the taste from both. So I think before we mevarer that in here, we have to go first bichlal to be mevarer if you have the taste from the amoitzi, from the challahs. And you don't have to. A moshav where's the afkemine? You have lamazon in a big sheva brachas. It's two big challahs on top. The oil of attack in Makbid, every person makes his own amoitzi to have a lecha mishneh. But it's not, you know, mekoymes balabatim chshuvim, as a pasnish. So you have two big chalas, they make amoitzi, and they make everyone, and everyone takes from his bulke. If bichlal doesn't get from Yenet. You have to get from the lecha mishneh's piece or not. And then we'll be mevarer after. If you have to, we'll go to another shlav, that if you machbid to cut both, if you have to get from both chalas, but let me gain kaseh. In Shuvas Ve'anoge Simen Tzadik from Rabbi Moshe Sternbach Zogt Azeh Achidush, we'll see, it's a big Chidush. Again, It's not Alamal. We're learning the sugyas. We never speak against Choshev v'kehilas and Klal Yisrael. We're only learning the Duch de'aloche. We'll try to melamed tzchus maybe on andere kehilas. But I'm again first supposed to the aloche as the Rabbi Seinu told us. As what does the Rabbi Shishtarim Buch? What is the Chefzev Lechem Mishneh? Hamoitzi Lechem Min Ho'oretz Av Tzvei Lechomim or different things that we'll see later. Und das ist der Chefzev von Hamoitzi. Now, so you, if you let me say again, you're not Yoitza with my Hamoitzi. So don't mention, when they get a piece, they like to make their own bracha. Personal bracha. They don't like the other. They want a private bracha. So Lechure, they were not Yoitza with my Hamoitzi. So they don't have Lechem Mishneh. They're over on the din day rice of Lechem Mishneh every Shabbos. They're missing Lechem Mishneh. And Moshe Shtenem Buchtayin is the Taka Nadi Yetzi Lechem Mishneh. These people Nadi Yetzi Lechem Mishneh. Eilich and Ami, the Butchacher, the Eshel Avrom, Taka is Mekil, that even Eilich can make an Amoitzi. Of them a lot of Chassidish Kehilas are knowing that everyone makes Amoitzi, but maybe from Lamed Zchus, from where it came. But Meikar Adin is a ksaviyad from the Goyen, that the Goyen said that you have to be Nizor, and as Eilich HaSem Sefer said, that if you're not Yoytze Me'amoytzi, if you don't have a piece of Lechem Mishneh from Yenem, and you have to be Yoytze, the Birkas HaMoytzi from him. So Moshe Sternberg brings down that you heard from Reb Chaim also, that Reb Chaim was makpid that you have to be yoitza with Yenem Zamoitzi. Now, even if you're not yoitza with Yenem Zamoitzi, over Chodesh you have to be yoitza to eat from Yenem's bread. Over, if you're not, then I'm mechalik it to two shlav. As one shlav, the best lekatchila is you don't do Zamoitzi yourself, and you yoitza with Yenem Zamoitzi, and you eat from his Lechem Mishneh. If you yaitza with your own amoitzi, even if you make it at the end of the Lechem Mishneh, if you allow the person to not yaitza Lechem Mishneh. We have a limit chus, that people do it. Aber sagt der Chodesh, get his bread. That the Hainu, what is the Lomdus? The Lomdus, you yaitza with his Lechem Mishneh, the amoitzi Lechem Mishneh has two dinim. It's a din Lechem Mishneh, and it's a din Birkas Aneni. He was moitzi you within Shemea Koine and din Lechem Mishneh, and you mechaven to be yaitzin his amoitzi midin lechem mishneh, and not mechaven to be yaitzin the brikas ananim. I know it's very shvel. We sit in kiddush baday. You could be yaitzin the berupri agofen from yenem. Meikir adin you don't have to drink. We spoke about the briskerov, as a inyan for ya. For mishaber, meinich. Aber meikir adin, you could be yaitzin. Mela, I'm yaitzin with yenem zamoitzi. It's a chidush. Aber chot you have to taste from yenem zamoitzi. Is a raya from Mishneh Brura that you don't have to taste the amoitzi. Even that this is the ikar aloche, lekatchila avada to be makbid on it, to get a shtickle from the Lechem Mishneh, lekatchila kezais in the Lechem Mishneh. And this is the reason be'etzem, in all the choshevei houses, every kid over bar mitzvah gets three matzahs in Leila Seder to have the Lechem Mishneh himself. Because if you have to give everyone, they're not getting from the Lechem Mishneh, they're getting from matzah from the box. They're not getting from the Lechem Mishneh kezais. Everyone has to get a kezayis in the Lechem Mishneh. So every bar mitzvah bar gets three matzahs. So there's mekubal kimat in all the kehilas in Klal Yisrael. A kezayis, not a little piece.
You could add matzahs.
You can add from where?
Before you make the
bracha. Right, you can add it. Shleimus, make it in Lechem Mishneh. Then he has to break all of them. Again, Lemoshel, he's right. Some people... If a zayvayt cannot be machmir, so chosh to give everyone a brekler from that matter, chosh to have a taste in the Lechem Mishneh. So I'll say another one. The Iker HaAdin in every Shabbos, and Pesach maybe is different, but in Iker HaAdin in every Shabbos, the Shita HaMachmiro, if you don't have a minig of a seichem, not like that, you're just making up your minig on your own, avada is to not to make a moitzi alein and to get a kezayis from Yenem's bread. To get a kezayis from Yenem's bread. Only if you have two breads in front of you. But if not, to get a kezayis. But the other, if you want to make a moitzi yourself, yesh al milis moich, but to get from Yenem's bread. But not to get from Yenem's bread, and to make a moitzi yourself, the hainu, to sit in a balabatash simcha, with two big chalas, Yenem acht a moitzi, then you take your old bulke, a moitzi lecha bin haoretz. Yeah, that's the mamish mufka from Lecha Mishnah. You're not tasting from the Lecha Mishnah, and you're not Yaitza when you have a Moitzi. The reason the Chassidim made it to make a Moitzi yourself, because it was a big chashash of hefsek. First people talk Amol, and also there's a Hesach Hadas, and he's moving talking to Dibo, like a Tchil is a problem. So for all these reasons, it was Minhagim and Klal Yisrael that people will make a bracha on their own. So I'm not just coming to Mevat and Yenna Einer's Minek. But I'm saying, no, I'm not just coming to Minek. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, is a mocker to Melamed Zchus, even on people that sit in a big simcha, and they hear a moitzi, and then they take their own bulke, and they make a moitzi again, and they were not mechavid, he said that it's not his shita, but he can melam it zchus of them as evi in kiddush. Avad, it's a chiddush gadol, and that's nish the ikr chasim sefer, and the goen, and Reb Chaim were very makpid nish to say. It's like nochamol, it's a shtikl mekoy siyata to that tzad, it's a mishnebur and simen tof bei beis. The mishnebur says on someone that only has three matzahs for lela seder. So he says, for both days of Lela Seder, on top of the base, you've got Meches and Test. The Mishavua says like this. The first night, only break Yachatz, and eat this for both Kazesim, and keep the other two to have Lechem Mishnah in the second day. So where was the Lechem Mishnah in the first day? That the two matzahs stand there on the side. So even if you didn't taste from them, you ate the Lechem Mishnah. You have three matzahs, he says. You do Yachatz. The first day, make a moitzi, hold everything. You have 2 days of Pesach and you have three matzahs. So in Mishnah Berurah, the first day you make yachatz. You do it before a moitzi, right? And then, during the Seder, you will eat only the inside matzah. And on the other day, you will use the two shlemes for Lecha Mishnah. How you eat the Lecha Mishnah? Yachatz is before a moitzi. Second night, you not have yachatz, right? Aber, so the Maaser, the first day is not Lecha Mishnah. So the Maaser Mishnah Berurah, the Lecha Mishnah is standing there, Zecher Deppes. No, no. What? Oh, you right. The Goyen says that in Pesach you don't have to have Lecha Mishnah because Darko Shel Oni Beprusa. But the Mishnah Berurah is not going with that because he's telling you to keep it for the second night to have Lecha Mishnah. So I'll call her a Gaitish with the Goyen. Now, Rabbi Yishe Shteinbuch says that it's poshut to him, even though we said that lekatchil you have to be makpi to eat from the Lecha Mishnah, you don't have to eat from both. His machmir that chosh the boitzea will eat from both. I don't see nishto akpod after that the boitzea will eat from both. The ganze suga. Okay, now that we know that we have to have two Lecha Mishnas, lekatchil to cut both, lamezogim you're ready from the mekilim that you don't cut both. If you're calling both, Chodesh Batzarad in the Hemshech. Aber lo mazorim, you're from the Mekilim, and you don't cut both. The second one has to be Roi Le'achila or not. You're anyway not going to eat it. Not if it's not a Chala, it's just a Chala, yeah? No, it's a Chala, it has a problem. I'll take six examples. I'll give you six examples that could be a chala that is not Roli. That we have in the poiskim after. One lechatimtza we have, lemoshel, some people don't eat matzah she'eino shmura. Tayer rechosha v'yidin don't eat matzah she'eino shmura. Now, but you don't have two matzah shmuras. So you want to take one matzah shmura, put near it another matzah she'eino shmura, make a moitzi, you from the people that don't cut two anyway. If you cut two, it's not a kavira, you can't. Yeah, but let me say, you're not going to cut the both. And we made it. So Zag Dichel Kasyankev, it's okay, because it's only a Chumre Be'alme. Again, there's another Shaila L'moshel, a Milchike bread and a Fleishike meal. You could use a Milchike bread and a Fleishike meal. You're not allowed to eat a Milchike bread. Lama Zag, you had a bread that was on the table, a Milchike table. You're not allowed to use it for a Fleishike meal. Right? Lama Zag, in the Dira, you eat Milchiks and you have slices of bread on the table. Even if you didn't eat them with milchiks, you can use them for fleishiks. So see if in Shulchan Aruch, Shtov HaSuton, Kach Kova Lano HaShulchan Aruch. The same thing for Kelt, if you have bread and a fleishik and meal, you can leave it later, even if you know that a fleishik didn't touch it. That's the halacha. Not that the shayla, if a basket helps, a basket doesn't help, you go to the basket with dirty hands or not, it's totally different dinas, different bachim, it's really talking in the other matzah. But because say this, I'm just saying, it's the halacha. Siddur is a halacha. They wissen, Siddur is a halacha. Aval, if it's a mokim nifrod, it's different. So a lot of times you have places, lemashal, that the soup goes over the bread ball, back and forth. So then it drips over the altar. I said, it's akol toli lefir inyan. So again, dear Valmi Iker Adin, it's only a takana derabon. On a moshul, you have another shayla erev Pesach. So you know, you eat early in the morning. You want to have lechem mishne, right? But you can't. You don't want to keep a lot of bread. Then you have to burn it. So one challah, and once I'm the tzweite. So you want to take a matzah. But the problem is, you're not allowed to eat matzah erev Pesach. But Val again, me Iker Adin, it's okay. So the doyle mameke or pas akum. Yeah, a lot of people are makpin not to eat pas akum. Not to scroll a vada, you have to make me on it. Not to eat pasaku. So you make me on pasaku. You're allowed to be tzarefit. Now, the main shaila is, and here it happens a lot of times, to borrow from your neighbor a challah. You could or not. Lama zogin, every bocher in yeshiva gets one bolker. Maybe here they give two. But a lot of places, they give only one bulke. A lot of simchas, I see everyone gets only one bulke. All the simchas I went, everyone gets only one. How you do lechem mishnah? You take from the guy near you. Now, they don't give you permission to eat from the guy near you. You can't eat both. Yeah? So you only have a right for one. You could use it for lechem mishnah. You have an isur gezel to eat it. You could be yitzanah. I'm sure Zalman was mistapik years in this shayla. A lot of times you knock on the neighbor's door. I'll give it back soon. What do you mean? But the chok, be a side that we have to cut both. No, you want to be making here not to cut both. Why? I'm taking two, from two comes out one. Yeah? So that doesn't matter. From two comes out one. Yeah, but if one of them I can't use, so you can't say from two comes. What is it? He doesn't let you to eat it. So Mishnah Zaman Giklah. And he said, it's not Dunya Demol. So Rav Shamzaman said, Mikol Mekoyim, Ken Zayin, Val, by Yenim. Yenim could eat it, I can't, all the other ones, from two comes out one, because Be'etzim I could eat it. Here Be'etzim you're not allowed to eat it, so guess it. Now, the another shayla came up, a frozen challah, a lot of time comes out in the house, you could use a frozen challah or not. So B'shut Tzala Chochma, he writes that you could use a frozen challah. So the Zama was mistopic. Maybe if it's hard like a stone, you can't eat it. Like Shema Zalman, if the Sudas plan to be, you can wait a half an hour. We're talking that you come in the house, you came ready 12 minutes after Shkir for Shalash Sudas, and you don't know a chale, and the second chale you find in the freezer. Shalash, you could use it or not. It's very nagia, it's very wichtig. So the Tzela Choch Mechalegim Asimin Kufyu Dalet, Kufyu Tzim Kofn Dalet, Zogt Ez Memek. As long as we met, Shlomo Zalman was mistopic in it. He said, all the other things you could eat, this you can't eat. He says, if he's planning to have a long meal, and during that meal it could defrost, so maybe it's wrong for the meal. So then you could be mitzaref for the chamishin. The Meister of Yadler took out, of Yadler printed up, Sefer Moira Shabbos, he brings down a letter from Solyanke Fisher, and he says, L'chur is tamashayle, L'chur is muktze. L'chur is muktze. How you can move a frozen challah. He said, L'maisa, you could scrape it like little crumbs, and then you could eat it. So be'etzem it's roi le'achile. Now, the Netziv, what has Sefer Tshuvas, so L'maisa, the oil of my maker in a frozen challah. Yeah, after you can put it back.
Maybe you might.
No, you don't have. The Netziv, Stan, by the way, I saw it came out a new Sefer, Orchei Shabbos. I don't know if it's a Sefer in Orchei Shabbos. He writes down there that if you have the shaila is, if you took a frozen challah, could be if you scrape off the little ice from the challah, tainus efshar aboira. Red dog nefshas is boira. How does a bazundus shmuz of cooking is taka is aboira or not to scrape off? But for sure, the marshal Shmir Shabbos says you have to be makpid when you put it. If you want to warm it up, you have to know you can't put it on the blech. You have to put it on something else. And if it's liquid there, you have to know if the liquid will drip. As pashit nezachim, when you take it out of the freezer, but that's a bazundus shmuz. Person comes to a suda and he doesn't have lechem mishnah. How does he get lechem mishnah? When the tziv brings down and meshiv dovol, that's a chelik gimel, that kach noyagim etzleinu, that a person that comes late, you give him two slices, and thus is zayin lechem mishnah. And if it's one slice left, the pashas, you call it a two, and then you make. Now, is a chumra from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I don't see everyone is makbid on it, but it's kedai, choshem v'bochem kedai to wissen das. When you come to a kiddush by day, some people do kiddush by day on mezoinus before the suda. Shabbos speaks, if you're allowed to, you're not allowed to, because it's isul to eat before suda Shabbos. But the velt in the oilam was oizginumen to be makel to go to a kiddush before the suda. For the Mishnah Berurah says, if you eat a lot, then for sure you're over a isu. But if you don't eat a lot, the Mishnah Berurah is melamed zchus on people that eat in the Kiddush before the Suda. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is that you also have to have lechem mishnah there. So you have to have these two mezainas, two rogalach. Ta'ainu, what I'm calling two biscuits are also good. You can have sliced cake. That's meinich. You have to, but you have it, we said two pusas, veichet good. But zog the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, two rogalach, or two circles, as I said, two cookies, two shleimus. As I think it's a shchanoch. That's the simon in Zion, see if you die. Because then Shmira Shabbos will bring mention as dintzach of them, take. But I'm saying, no, come on, it's a shayif on the chemishah, it's a shayif on the reise. That's like a speck of the reise, kidai to machma zayin. Speck of the reise, that's like kidai to machma zayin. Let me gain weiter. Let me gain weiter. If you can't open the bag,
I would have to open. If
you open bag, then Shabbos is beseder. So if you open bag, then Shabbos, it's okay. If long as long you can't open the bag in Shabbos, so it's not beseder. I fragt a gute Scheile, aber dachtsach einer genami azeis da aloche. I thought I saw it mefurish. I don't remember. But I say, what would it be if someone has only one challah? Only one challah. Avada to cut it to two and to make a moitzi on both. Even though he's mafsi the mile from Sholem, but to make the deraisi from Lechem Mishneh. As I dachtzach like I saw mefurish in one of the svarim. I don't want to say it. But as I dachtzach like mefurish. To cut it to two, I think the Netziv and Meshiv Dover Dothan, as I said in the beginning of the tshuva. As I kimatich bin klo, kimatich bin klo. Okay, now is another halacha. Let me get a bissel weiter to the lechem mishnah. So already we know we have to have two breads. You have to know that this mokka, and it's already in the moshav skenim, and the skenim from Balei HaTosfos, on the left parsha shavua, I'm sure you saw inside, are brengt, on the posu. Velotku lechem mishnah, he brings down, mikan shetzorich mifzoya al shtei lechomim, yesh oimrim shesh chales lekol shabbos, shtayim lekol seude, like the goel, it's already an open arishon. Ve'yesh oimrim, it's enough four, because you take the last one and you move it to the last seude. As is like the last game. And Shmoyz the Zion Pasuk Chof Beis. That's it. That's Kenim from Balei HaTosfos. Now, there's another halacha in Lechem Mishneh. After we know that you have to have a Lechem Mishneh, you have to cover the Lechem Mishneh b'Sha'as Kiddush. You have to cover the Lechem Mishneh b'Sha'as Kiddush. Why you have to cover the Lechem Mishneh? There's three reasons why you have to cover the Lechem Mishneh. One, Zecher Lamon. Zecher Lamon, the mon was cover in the bottom and cover on top. That's the reason people are makpitaka that the chalas will be on a mat. Okay, the ma'aseh Adamah, we have something under the chalas. Aber lo yitzu taki to be makpid, there will be something under the chalas also. Some people are makpid to have a white chale cover, because the mon was also white. It's like a zera god lovon. That's how they bring down. Another reason that you're doing kiddush, the pas gets insulted, shlo yire, beboshtoi, that you're doing kiddush on the wine and not on the bread. And the Rashbam in Bobe Basre brings down, it's like, Rashbam in Psochim, Imor Psochim, the Kufa Mutbeis, the Rashbam brings down in Psochim, Kufa Mutbeis, it's like the Rashbam Azei. Why you have to have, it's like the Rashbam, we see a lot of Nefkiminis. The Shiltis also brings it down. If you use a pastor of Shulchot, Kumo Shul Oisim, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to bring the table before Kiddush. לפי שברצוננו לא מביאים את הלחם על השולחן עד לאחר קידוש. פירוס מה פה על הלחם? שאינו דוים, זאת כתוב אבוס, ותאים כדאיסי בשאילתי לרב החוי גויים בפרשס וישמע ישרוי, אונזר פרשה, וכור ויתוכם מקמי די קידושה לקידושה די שבסה לא מקריבינה. You don't set the table before the קידוש. מתי מקריך את התאיסי סעודה ליקור את השבסה? We want that it will look that the Suda came for Kiddush and not Kiddush came for Echitim, so we want to eat. No. Mach shen Kiddush, we can essen. Mach shen Kiddush, we can essen. Fakir, we mach Kiddush, we may le essen. As they sagt, the Sheilta is in unsere Parsha. Sagt, so in time of the Gemara, they never bring the tables even. All day the tables are there. So we may le, we cover the Chala. So we don't bring the Chala Bichlal. The Torah says, but the Malachim come, and if they see a Shul, they have to have a Shulchan Aruch. So we bring the Chala, and so we cover them. Now, what is the nafkamina in the three reasons? If it's the reason because the mon, so we have to have it also in Leil Shabbos, also Shabbos Badei, also in Shalosh Shudos. If the reason is because not to embarrass the wine, not to embarrass the challah, shelo yireh beboishes hapas beboshtoi, it's only in the first Suda and the second Suda. Takis Sudo Kihilas. Even if you're the Rambam, you do the Kiddush in the middle of the Suda, you don't do it before the Suda in Shalosh Shudos. Even if you're the Machmir, if you're the Rambam, to have Kiddush in Shalosh Shudos, it's under Kiddush, it's in the middle of the Suda. The Rambam's Kiddush in Shalosh Shudos. So b'meile, I saw a lot of Choshev Kihilas Take, that in Shalosh Shudos, they don't cover the Chalas. In a lot of shuls, I see in the Shtiblach, as we make Shalosh Shudos, they're not so makpi to cover the Chalas in Shalosh Shudos. Richtig? Because Take, they're Take Neig, they're Semech and that. There's Semech and that. If it's the reason Shelo Yomru, the Kiddush came because the Seuda, so Lechura it could be also only the first two meals. Okay, now the Shaila is like this. So I think this halacha most klal Yisrael amakbi. Now the Rashbam brings down a raya to his halacha, to the Sheiltes from unsere Parsha. Zogt er hot a raya. The Gemara says, "Mosgul lekois rishon, ve'achar kach hiviu lefon av yerokes vechazeres." After the kois rishon, after you make kiddush, they bring the moro, the charoises, the karpas. Why you don't bring it before kiddush? So some places, like I see, they bring it. That's not b'seder. As long as the Rashbam, because we don't want people to say that the kiddush came for the karpas, or the karpas came for the kiddush. So he says, "I cannot to bring the karpas till after kiddush." Which they the Rashbam. So some people tell about Azeh, you know, sometimes you come to a suda, they cover the chalas, or by sichrein on the table already, and salads on the. Taken the hemish shtiven, taken the nishta zeh. Everything is brought in after kiddush. But I'm only getting nishta the hemish shtiven. And we said, "Shen altshen the chrein with the mainness." So almo for sure, you're not allowed to mix it in Shabbos with avgedeng. It's a shaila von lash. Chaynes with mayonnaise, or ketchup with mayonnaise. Upshom Zalman Rebbe Yashi Valvum, so I shayle for lash to mix them together. Rabbi Yashi Gerd, it's your maker of them, but Rabbi Yashi Upshom Zalman Amach was a shayle for lash. Shayle the reis or the rabbon, it's a bazunder shmuz, it's a bazunder amal maradna of them. But they have it in separate, or some people already have it mixed already, or they're dressing. But they have it on the table, and the shayle is if you have to cover it also. Lefid Rashbam, if you have to cover the chayn with all the zachem, so we can make a lefshah. to say Val Dechrein comes for the bread, and the bread is covered, so the ganze zach is covered. This could be noch ha'etzel. But the shayla is azeh. Masha'en ken the yerokis of Leila Seder, I will explain. The chrein and the mor and the kapas and Leila Seder, they don't come for the matzah. Kapas come for his own. There's all the Rashbam, don't bring the kapas before Kiddush. Because the kapas is not toffel to the bread. Masha'en ken in the suda, that out is toffel to the bread, if you're covering the bread, is enough. So the Iker Shaila is what happens in Kiddushim by day. Dilchura, the herring and all the zachen are not covered to the mezonos. So dir taken, some people tiny, the lechura, you have to cover the whole zach. It's very shver. So Rosh Hashanah says that the Iker time of the Shiltis is only shaykh by night, is not shaykh by day. Okay, now let me get this next aloche. The next aloche is the Shaila is every Shaila, every, I know every Simcha, it's a big tumult. And I say noch einmal, I say was ich versteht, was ich gehört von meinem Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, und I vade klal Yisrael, kdoishim hem, and I will nicht sagen, you go to a Sheva Brochus. Everyone has to cover the Chalas. What happens? You're making a Moishi. There's a lot of Chalas open. Same Shaila we'll have in a Kiddush by day. All of the Mizoinus all over, you have to cover or not. So the halach is as it. We'll start from chalas. If one person is making a moitzi for everyone, and everyone is eating their bulkis in the end, everyone has two bulkis lamazagim, everyone has to cover, because it's a zecher lamod. If lamazagim, he's doing a moitzi and he's giving from his chale out, then me'ikir adin, you don't have to cover your chale. His chale is a zecher lamod. The Shmir Shabbos says no, that Lemaise, everyone, all of the chalas, that if everyone is yoitze from him, you have to cover all of the breads on the table, even the sliced bread that is on the table you have to cover. Again, if he's not moitze you, Olam HaZogin, you're doing a moitze yourself, it's enough to cover your two bulkas that belong to you. All the other bulkas that are not belong to you, Lekula Ami, you don't have to cover. But if one person is moitze the whole Suudah, so Shmir Shabbos holds everything has to be covered. Even if in the end you're only eating from his challah de lechem mishneh, but while all of this bread belongs to the Suda. Now, in the Kiddush by day, Reb Shlomo Zalman says like this, that the person that makes Kiddush only has to cover what is in front of him, if he's not planning to eat the rest. Now he says like this, if people are not planning to taste from the wine, so they don't have to cover the mezainis near them. If they're planning to taste from the wine, so then they have to cover the mezainis that are on their table. It's a big chubur from Shlomo Zalman. Again, by kiddush by day, the person that is doing kiddush only has to cover the mezainis near. The people that are hearing the kiddush, if they're planning to be yoytzef in Yerim's kiddush and taste wine, they have to cover the ones that are near them also. If they're not planning to taste the wine, so then they don't have to cover it. As they talk about Shlomo.
So that takes care of the public kiddushes.
Right, Einachanami. So that kiddushim, if the Olam Taker are not planning to taste from the wine, so then Einachanami, he only has to cover his bread that's in front of him. What, not to taste?
It's a not taste it.
So then you don't have to cover like a tchile. So it's a ganze lomdus in them. When I stick in mekatze, it's a ganze lomdus. It's a couple more halachas that we have to know. No mamish b'ktzora. It's one more halacha that the Shulchan Aruch state by night, you have to, again, the people that are making it are not planning to cut two chalas. For them it's b'ikr negea. By night, you cut the bottom chale. By night, by day, you cut the top chale. In Shalashudas, Al pi ha'ari, al pi kabole, as I get denki, I didn't have time to check it up today, but this is what I remember from the Likute Ma'arich, you put the chalas near each other. Sometimes the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down, the Shmir Shabbos doesn't bring it down. But as I get denki, this is what by us we do, get denki as a chizem as al pi kabole, as I get denki, chizem Likute Ma'arich, as I mota mesoiro. I didn't check it up now. But again, by night you cut the bottom one, by day you cut the top one. So shayla from ein ma'avirim ala mitzvahs. So again, you pull it a bit out towards you, and the mele. Now it's different minhagim if to make a simen and the chalas or not. Some people say to make a simen, some achronim say not to make a simen. Shishbat is only, Mishabur brings it down. Andere sagen, es ist ein Scheile von Röschem und Schabes. Andere sagen, es ist andere Scheiles. There's different reasons why to make a Röschem. Now, during the week, the Aloch is Alamor, but before you make a Moitzi, you have to start to cut a little bit. That exactly enough, that it'll be a Shiur, that it'll be a Sholem, but not to cut it in Ganzen. In Shabbos state, not to cut it, Bichlal. Why? During the week, when you make a moitzi, you have to cut a little bit before a moitzi, that the cutting will not be a hefsek. In Shabbos, it's a mocker in Tesis and Broches. Tesis and Broches says, not to cut, favozok Tesis and Broches, because if you are cut, what happened in a mistake, you are cut too much. So during the week, if you are cut too much, no, fafal. You cut, fafal. But though, שאז לא יהיה לו לחם משנה. ואז זה זה, ונשכב אל לחם משנה. כן, דו שתי תקלות, אני כתחיל ללחם משנה, has to be a sholem. אני אומר, מזוכת, בוא נס דמוקר. זה תסיס. תסיס says, and in Shabbos, not to cut the bread, because maybe you mistake you will cut too much, למתס ומודבייס דיבו המסחיל והילחסה. So תסיס, again, during the week, לכתחילה we cut, and we have to measure that you could hold one side, and the other side will not fall. But till then you cut, because if not, it'll be a hefsek. And Shabbos, we don't cut, because just in case a mistake we'll cut too much, we'll not have a lechem mishneh. Yeah. So some people say this is the reason chotsh to make a simen, like this at the beginning. But the ma'aseh, they say you make a simen, then you start to look for the simen, and it's an answer, merits. You make keil, says that you pass it, you don't try really to make a simen, as I just zechel adova, pikabola again is an inyan to make a simen, but you're not really trying to make a simen where to cut it. I want just to finish. I hear about Mikol Mokim, the aloha doesn't change. He's asking, what if you have three chalas? So you could cut one, because in Moroshach, the most, if it breaks, you could have the other ones. Absolutely. Pluk, I want Melei Motzano chiluk in aloha after. I guess you make a simen in both. You can make a simen in both. I make a simen in arts. If you have more of them too, you make a simen in all of them. Again, not a real simen. I just wanted to finish with a maise. Shegizokta pomol. This is double beito, it's negea. We said I'm all a yid. Shegizokta is bekesha andersach, and I will not reden after nekuda alein. A Yid called me from Lakewood. And I gesagt me, as there in Lakewood, I gesagt, the Seder HaDvorim geht das azeh. So there are two sort of chalas in the bakery there. It's one chalas that you call them, a fachloch in a chale azah. And you have a chalas that I made like in a tin. Two kind of chalas. One, the ones, and a fachloch in azah, which you know how they call it there, you know, they're like, made like normal chalas. They're made on a tray, normal tray, they put them in the oven. And the other one made like in a tin, as a little container, as they put it and they make the chalas. The one that I made in the tin, I have a shtikel more gishmak, there's a bit more oil there. And there he does. So he, every Shabbos, he buys himself four chalas, five chalas, the gishmak chalas, yeah, three chalas, I don't know how much he buys. Has the Geshmak Echalas. One week he comes to the store, he puts it in his car, in the back, the Geshmak Echalas. A minute später kommt er einer Jungeman. And he asks the Meuchel, if so, you have the Geshmak Echalas? Entschuldigung, we ran out of them already. We only have the other ones. Sagt the Jungeman, oh no, ani bo. You know, my wife warned me to go before I go to Yeshiva to buy these Chalas. Forgot all about it. Was was sein, jetzt noch, kommen nach Hause on the Chalas. Kitzig gehat rachmonas. I said to myself, I'm going to get him in the phone yet. I'm going to get him in the phone yet. So I had Rachmanis with him. I told him I gave him the keys of my car. And I told him I have in my car, I have six, which is how much he had, six or five. Go take three. Go take three. So yeah, I think he had six. Take three sweet ones. Kitzur, he took three sweet ones. He had him bought himself another three Pashta ones. And Gekumenayim, Gekumen Lel Shabbos. So he asked his kids, Avos zu machen am Moitzi. And the sweet one, he do mitzvah megeret, Geschmack. So I drank the sweet one. All of a kert. So machen wir the zweite, mit gemacht am mitzvah mit dem. Das ist der Geschmack. Weiß ich, he didn't hold like the groin to cut both, yeah? Also he had both, and he had the shayla. He was trying to cut one. And he declared, Avos zu machen der Moitzi. And the sweet one, das ist mehr Hidu, mehr Geschmack für Kovet Shabbos. Oder nein, not in the sweet one, auf the Pashto one. So, ich frage in alle Gdeulim. Ich frage den Nissen Karelitz, ich frage den Ravosner, ich frage den Chaim Kanievski. Und alle gesagt dem, that he has to make a broch on the sweet one. For two reasons. First, they told him that the Chepze, the Hidu von Amoitzi, is the Geschmack. It's the Geschmack. Now the hidul of the mitzvah is the geschmack. Bemele, that machen of the geschmack. The zweite teine, the geteine, the mitzvah he didn't do in the other three chalas. The mitzvah he did with the chalas that Yerim has in the house. Das ist erstaunt dem. Das ist gar nicht. Das ist nicht keine Chefze von mitzvah dies. The Chefze is mitzvah is dog. Das ist nicht keine Chefze der mitzvah. Mele avada, he has to make the amoitzi and the sweet chalas.
Keep talking about the rubber.